This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early spring, the 14th week of the natural year. Every winter, the two koi in our small pond stop feeding when the water temperature reaches the low 40s. Both fish are about a foot long. Zelda is a golden orange, and Emmett is white with black markings. They lie side by side in the deepest water near the pump, slowly moving their fins but not responding when I walk close to them. Zelda and Emmett seem to have no worries. This is their eighth winter in the pond, and they seem to know that there's nothing they can do to change the course of the season. There's nothing they can do if the pump stops working, or if the pond freezes solid in the long cold waves, or if I simply forget about them. Day after day, they remain motionless, facing southwest, waiting for spring as though they really do know that April will bring the mild winds that will eventually quicken them. Sometimes I wonder if they've reached enlightenment, or if they have simply transcended passion and desire. Do they instinctively count their breaths, or the cold fronts, or the sunsets? Do they remember spring and the warmth of the water? I find myself jealous of their winter season, of their apparent indifference to danger, of their ability to use the cold to their advantage. I'm jealous of their single-mindedness, of their resignation, of their deep patience, endurance, and trust. I'm jealous of their bodies that simply tell them to look to the southwest, to expect without questioning or analysis of precedent. Watching Emmett and Zelda every day, I pick through the pieces of their mentoring, place them one way and then another, in the scattered puzzle of my mind. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of early spring. In the meantime, keep watching to the southwest. If you're patient, spring will come.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.